Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. You want to talk about the biggest sports story of the year, the biggest, it's probably the biggest story in months. Let's bring in our old buddy, the lead sports anchor at Fox 32 Chicago. It's Lou Kanellis. Lou, the biggest sports story, if not the biggest story of the year so far, Andrew Luck retires on Saturday night.
Yeah, what a shocker, huh? And it came during the Bears game with Luck on the football field. Crazy. What a crazy experience, especially for myself, who was standing on the sideline, on the Bears sideline, next to the players, and the players are asking, is this true? Then fans in the crowd at Lucas Oil Stadium are asking me if it's true. And again, this is happening as Andrew Luck is standing on the other sideline with his teammates.
He gets booed off the field after the game. What'd you think about that? And I've heard two different stories. I've heard one, the crowd was booing, and I just heard it was a small section.
Oh, I don't know about a small. I mean, one needs to define a small section. It was loud enough that I heard it.
Wow.
And it was loud enough that, small section, nothing. There were enough fans that were unhappy. And I saw fans taking off their jerseys and throwing them on the football field. And, listen, I feel, number one, let's get a couple of things straight. Andrew Luck is one of the nicest professional athletes out there. The guy was terrific in his six-year career with the Indianapolis Colts. All right, first overall pick in 2012, Pete.
Yep.
He led the Colts to the playoffs his first 3 years.
Yep.
And he was injury prone. All he did was battle injuries throughout his career. And, reportedly, some of those injuries were misdiagnosed by the Colts physicians. So, at the age of 29, or just short of the age of 30, I think he turns 30 next week, if the man decides he wants to walk away from the game and leave all this cash on the table, that's his prerogative. I felt horrible for him because he's done so much for Indianapolis,
right,
for the community, for the franchise. The story was not supposed to break in the middle of a football game with him on the sidelines supporting his teammates. There was a plan for it to come out on Sunday. Now, who leaked the story to Adam Schefter at ESPN? I have my opinion. I'll keep it to myself. But someone obviously wanted to embarrass Andrew Luck and leaked it during the football game,
right,
which was unfortunate because last year's comeback player of the year was put in a real uncomfortable situation. And even at that, he held a 28-minute press conference after the game on the spot and didn't miss a beat.
Right.
And we are all entitled to make our own decisions, and if you don't agree with it, that's your problem.
Are people upset that they handed him a check for about $25 million back in March? Are they upset that they were blindsided? What do they want? I don't get it. This guy was hurting. He wants to play in the NFL. His body just didn't listen.
Well, you know, it's almost the equivalent of Michael Jordan walking away. And if you're a fan who's purchased tickets to a game, to a Colts game, season tickets, and the best player on the team isn't going to be there, and now you're like, I don't want to go to the games anymore. Now, the question is, are you entitled at that point for a refund?
Right.
You're not. What's the difference? I mean, what's the difference if, I mean, there's no telling when he was going to come back this year. He absolutely was going to be able to be there for the first couple of games of the season, and that this franchise was going to have to go with Jacoby Brissett as its quarterback, and there was no telling on how long he'd be out. You know, how long would it be, an extended period throughout the season? No one knew. I guess on the surface, I understand the immediate anger of fans. I'm not sure I would take my $150 Andrew Luck jersey off and throw it on the football field.
Right, I don't get that.
But there were a lot of heated, disappointed people. And, you know, you're coming off a big Colts season last year. Again, he was a comeback player of the year.
Yep.
They've really strengthened filled some of the holes that they had on last year's squad. They won a playoff game last year over the Texans. So I know that the fans in Indianapolis were excited about this season, and now they feel like the rug was taken out from under them.
We're talking with Lou Kanellis. Let me tell you a quick Chicago story about Andrew Luck. This is so Chicago. About 4 years ago when Luck went down, Matt Hasselbeck was his backup. You remember this, right? How old was he? 39, 40 years old as his backup? Matt's uncle cuts hair here in Chicago at the same place where I get my hair cut. He told me 4 years ago that Luck is more injured than we all know. He told me at the time, this is Matt Hasselbeck's uncle, told me at the time that he didn't think Andrew Luck would ever come back. This guy's got an injury. He had an injured shoulder at the time and then a lacerated kidney. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, the guy has been through a lot. He's also done a ton in his 6 years, which is one of the reasons why, you know, these fans are upset. 171 passing touchdowns, second most by a quarterback in his first 6 seasons. Four-time Pro Bowler, over 23,000 passing yards, third most by a quarterback in his first 6 seasons. Jeez. Last year's comeback player of the year. I mean, this is a huge loss. I had one reporter tell me as we were waiting to go inside the Bears locker room that he thought it was the equivalent of Michael Jordan walking away from the game.
Oh, wow.
I'm not sure it's to that extreme,
right.
But this is one hell of a player in his prime at the age of 29, all right, walking away from a franchise at the most important position.
Lou, Chuck Pagano was the Colts coach, and now he's the Bears D coordinator. He released his statement today, and I know you've read it, but I'm going to read it for people right now. Just a few quick lines, because I absolutely loved it. Chuck Pagano said this: Andrew Luck is one of the best individuals, teammates, and competitors I have ever been around in my lifetime. Forget about an outstanding football player and leader of men. He is selfless, brilliant, and always prepared like no other for the team, and carried the Colts organization on his back, including 7 fourth quarter comebacks in his rookie season, 2 AFC South Division titles, 3 consecutive playoff berths to start his career, and the 2014 AFC Championship game. And it goes on and on, and Chuck had just a wonderful statement to say about Andrew Luck.
And listen, I'm a huge Pagano fan. Now, there are those out there who feel that Pagano wasn't the right coach for Andrew Luck, and Pagano actually ended up losing his job because Luck, you know, wasn't there for that final season. And I think that final season that Pagano was on the job in Indianapolis, they finished 4-12. A real quick story. So I'm on the sideline getting ready to start our pregame show on Fox Saturday night, and I'm watching Pagano come out onto the football field, and I see him make his way to Colts owner Jim Irsay on the sidelines of the football field. This is probably 45 minutes before kickoff. And they're talking, and I went over to shoot some video because I was going to post it on social media. Just, you know, hey, Pagano getting together with his former boss,
right,
who once fired him. And I'm watching the two talk, and Irsay is getting animated, but angry animated, in talking to Pagano. And I'm thinking to myself, what could he possibly be angry about? He's the one who fired Pagano.
Right.
Now I know, I'm sure, he was telling Pagano, you're not going to believe this, but, and even to even follow up on that, Danny Trevathan after the game said that a number of the Bears were talking about it at halftime. So I'm sure that it was a story that had already been floating around the stadium at Lucas Oil. And, it's crazy. But Chuck Pagano had many great years, you know, as head coach with the Colts, thanks in large part to Andrew Luck, who, listen, is going to go off. I'm not convinced that the guy doesn't come back.
Right.
I really truly believe that he'll get himself right. He'll get himself healthy, and he may tell the Colts, here, you can have your money back. Release my rights so I can sign with another team because I don't trust your team doctors anymore.
Oh, wow. We're talking with Lou Kanellis. Rob Gronkowski was 29 when he retired. How come people didn't get upset at him?
Yeah, exactly. Well, because he doesn't play the quarterback position.
Yep.
Exactly. If Tom Brady retired at the age of 29, it'd be a different story.
Can we talk Bears real quick? Final preseason game is Thursday. They're taking on the Titans. None of the starters are going to play.
Aren't you happy with that?
I am happy with that because you want to protect your best players.
Absolutely.
Do not play them in the preseason. Why are we all upset? We got the Bears-Packers a week from Thursday.
Well, listen, anyone that's upset forgot about this Bears team last year, that, by the way, only two other teams in the NFL were healthier than the Bears last season. You forgot that Leonard Floyd, okay, was injured in the Broncos preseason game last year along with Adam Shaheen. You watched this weekend the Houston Texans lose their number one running back in Lamar Miller playing in a meaningless preseason game. And really, if you think about how much, because I keep hearing this from fans, well, they're not going to be sharp for the Packers game.
Stop
were
it.
They sharp? Were they sharp in the first half of that Packers game last season? Yes, they were. And you know what? Mitchell Trubisky played 40 snaps last year in 5 preseason games. Okay, listen, this is the right decision. This is the way it's going to be in the NFL. Matt Nagy is leading the way, and this will be the start of a new, in my opinion, this is my opinion, I don't know anything, a new 2-game preseason schedule with an extra game or two added to the regular season.
Eddie Pinheiro, our new kicker, 58-yarder the other night.
Finally, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, I talked to him afterwards, and I can't help but believe that he was at ease, all right? He felt, and he said he was, because I interviewed him afterwards. You know, he doesn't have to worry about splitting kicks now with Elliott Fry. He knows that he is going to get every opportunity to kick off, kick extra points, kick field goals from wherever it might be that Matt Nagy decides. There is a level of comfort he now has in knowing he's the guy, and he went out there and he booted. He probably had another 5 yards on that kick. All right, and then he came back and he was fired up, and it was great to see his teammates, celebrate with him. This is an important position. We all know that. I'm glad the way it worked out. Now let's see what happens on Thursday against Tennessee.
And you and I are both homers. Thursday Night Football, 100th NFL season, the oldest rivalry in the NFL, kicking it off, Bears-Packers at Soldier Field on the lakefront. It doesn't get any bigger than this.
Dude, I need about 60 more tickets to satisfy all my friends that have been calling
me.
And I don't even play. I'm like, why are you calling me? Well, you do the shows on Fox. I'm like, I have 2 tickets, and my wife made me give them to her. Do you not understand happy wife, happy life?
Right, yes. I will be at Boots Tailgate before the game. Will I see you there?
You won't see me at the tailgate, but can my wife come in place of me?
Absolutely, yes.
All right, great.
All right, Luke Kanellis, check him out tonight. Thank you for taking time out. I know you're on at 9 o'clock. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Take care.